it's like starting over again. It's like the beginning of music again for me. At 40 years old, I feel like, you know, I'm five and so excited and exploring and then getting to do it with musicians like this. It's, I think it's a very good direction and it feels fresh and such fun.
There is not one thing, it's another.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's actually going to turn out to be a really classic sounding record. Something I'm really proud to be a part of. And it's been a lot of fun working with Kevin and Beth and this fantastic band.
It's a really simple song. I just wrote it on acoustic guitar and I'm a terrible acoustic guitar player. So I had to be very simple. And it just happened to work. And I went crazy on the lyrics on that song as well. That lyric had to be good because, again, it's so simple. You gotta have something to tie that audience in. And I worked so hard on it, and I played it for a lot of people, and I didn't submit it to Kevin. Not on the first submit, not on the second submit, not on the third submit. I didn't submit for the fourth submit. And when I submitted on that one, of all the songs I sent, that was the first song that he commented to my manager and said, "This Ugliest House song is really great, but we should do this song." And I just couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, this song is gonna have its day.
Just play it.
Yeah, we'll
just
see
play
it.
Don't think too deeply. Once we get big in there, I think everyone's gonna be a little less gel and nice.
Right.
Little spaces. Arnold's going to be making some strange and odd noises.
Right.
Michael's going to be
giving me
the face.
I think it came out really great. I mean, it's meant to make you laugh. It's the underdog song. You know, it's the person who lives in a crap house, and that career that they dreamed of having turned out like crap. And, you know, everything that they aspired to be, they're nothing like what they hoped. But in that, they find solace in, you just have to laugh at it. It's not in anyone's life, turns out, you know, like they think it would. And that's kind of the beauty of it, because when it doesn't go your way, sometimes you stumble into something that's that much better. But in the song, she hasn't stumbled into anything better. She's still in that crappy place of, what the frick, man, I ended up in this crappy house, this crappy life, I don't get along with anybody. What's going on? And there's something really endearing about that.
No, I think we should take it a little more...
beefier?
Maybe a little beefier, but a little more retro in a different way. Like more maybe, like I was just thinking, like Jack White or Beck.
Some rock in it.
Or Beck. And also maybe put the whirly in. It's just definitely whirly.
Fuck it up a little bit.
Let's get a little more Amy Winehouse meets like Jack White.
I'm under your spell. Ain't nobody's business.
Caught Out in the Rain, James House. I wrote that song with James House. I just have only been working with him for about a year. And we got together, we wrote a couple of songs together. And then he came out and saw a show. And at the end of the show, I saw him backstage and he said, "Caught Out in the Rain." He goes, "That's the next song we're gonna write." And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Every time he walks out the door, I wonder if it's ever coming back.
And I get to the studio the next day and he's already got it. And he's like, think of like James Brown and, you know, this is a man's world. And you know, he had so much of the melody and everything. I did some words with him on it. But, I mean, if it hadn't been for him, that song would not exist. I just love it. I think it's filled with sexuality and lots of sweat up against a wall and smoke in the room. And I think it sizzles. It really does sizzle. guitar player on that is so beyond his guitar playing on that. It just knocks me out. He's extraordinary, and I think people are gonna dig into this song. It's not a hard song to get. I think you get it right from the get-go.
I heard he shot a man down in the street, and he tore his soul apart. Last night when he was making love to me, there was another woman in his heart.
Well, as far as Beth's piano playing goes, and I think everything that she does is what she does that she's developed. And what I've tried to do is encourage her to follow her own style and follow her own ways. And I admire the uniqueness of that. She might play things in a different way than I would, and that's what I like about it. And I'm glad, like I said, that I didn't get in there and play her songs my way on the piano, because I think it's much stronger to have her play it. It's her feelings, her emotions, and for the whole time, we're following her. We're following her singing and her piano playing and adding to that.
Yeah, that is blues. There's a great song from Billie Holiday called Strange Fruit. With the song Strange Fruit, I've never heard anything more creepy beautiful. Creepy beautiful. That lyric is the craziest, darkest lyric I ever heard. And then I thought about also the song Don't Explain and some of the changes on that. So like when it's... In Strange Fruit, it's got a vibe like that. It's not the same music, but it's that kind of somber, you know, something has happened and you got to sit and kind of think. And it's a love song, but it's a love song that, you know, made me think of my mother and the heartbreak she went through, you know, with my dad. And I mean, it put her in bed for a month and a half, 2 months. She couldn't get out of bed and just was heart sick, broken, you know. And just seeing what a beautiful woman she was and how strong she was, flattened out like that. And so it was like an ode to her with, you know, that haunting of heartbreak, you know. You find someone that makes you more happy and alive than anything you've experienced, and that very thing, you know, stabs you in the middle of the heart and you're done, you're down, you're hurt.
Love and all its splendor has surrendered its every blow, and that is the blues that I know.
And I loved it so much. I love the darkness of the, you know, never in the world. I mean, I come from kind of like Popland and some, I mean, LA song and that kind of stuff that I love, but nothing like that. And I didn't think I thought that if I turned it in, a producer would say, hey, what are you doing? You know, that's just a little too dark or weird, or it's not right, you know, and maybe, you know, or I just didn't want to take a chance of hearing anyone say they didn't want to hear it. So I didn't say it. And it wasn't until Kevin said, why don't you now send me a list of songs that you like? Not that you think I would like or anybody in the label would like, but that you like. And then I submitted some more songs that also didn't include that. And then he's like, why don't you send me another thing? And then I just sent him what I loved. And I was so surprised. I was so happy that he wanted to use that. And what he did with the track and the playing on it is crazy. It's so beautiful.
The joy versus the pain. No, my joy, it ain't the same. just like front page news. Love is the baddest blues.
Beautiful job. Great. Love is
the baddest blues. That's fun.
That's phase one. We're not done yet.
Okay, good.